White, J.E. White, Emma. Norfolk Villa, Prospect Hill, Granville, New South Wales, Australia. July 9, 1894. Dear children, Edson and Emma, we are now in our new home. The house is the best we have ever lived in. It is two-story. I have the room above parlor. Both parlor and chamber have large bay windows, and the scenery is very fine. Everything is nice and pleasant here, and it is more healthful. We are all much pleased with the change. I shall not write many letters now, but I shall endeavor to put all my time and powers in writing on the life of Christ. I have written very little on this book, and unless I do cut off and restrain my writing so largely for the papers and letter writing, I shall never have strength to write the life of Christ. We devoted most of last week to moving. Brother Belden and a young man to help him have done up the moving nicely. We had company of an important character all through our moving process, which we were glad to entertain. We had 14 and 15 seated at our table. These to cook for and to entertain made the moving problems much more difficult. But, my dear children, I am grateful for the goodness and mercy and the love of God. His loving kindness changeth not. Trust Him forever. Trust Him, and He will be a present help in every time of need. We will not look at the discouraging features of the work, but will look unto Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Put your trust in Jesus, let nothing divert your mind, but be co-workers with Jesus Christ. He will be everything to us we need. I love Jesus. I see in Him matchless charms. How good and precious He is. We will not be left alone if we will put our trust in Him. We must fight every day, every hour, the good fight of faith. You will meet with many trials, but if you bear them patiently, they will refine and purify, ennoble and elevate you spiritually. May the Lord bless you is my most earnest prayer. Very great troubles are coming upon the world, and the powers of Satan are stirring with intensity and powers from beneath to work suffering, disaster, and ruin. His work is to create all the misery upon human beings that is possible. The earth is the scene of his action, but he is held in check. He can go no farther than the Lord permits. Oh, how gracious is our Lord! I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13, verse 5. I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Isaiah 49, verse 16. There is a promise given that the power that is omnipotent will be given, even the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. I will not leave you comfortless. John 14, verse 18. The Holy Spirit is to be given for the asking. Only think of it. He is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him than parents are to give good gifts unto their children. Then let us rejoice, let us be glad. Let us not look at the hellish work of the powers of darkness until hope and courage shall fail. Jesus lives, and we must let our faith pierce the blackness of darkness of the shadow of Satan and rest in the light, rejoice in the light of the Son of Righteousness. Jesus lives to make intercession for us. While the blackness and darkness are closing about the world, our lives are only secure as they are hid with Christ in God. Precious Savior, in Him alone are our hopes of eternal life to be centered. We will then talk faith, talk hope, talk courage, and diffuse light on every side. Ye are, said Christ, the light of the world, a city set on a hill. Let your light so shine before men that they may glorify your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 14, 16. Faith must pierce the darkest cloud. Simple, earnest trust in God will glorify His name, and in that trust you may be all light in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise Him, and glorify God for His matchless love. Mother.